Oasis Audio presents The Celebrity Cat Caper by Gertrude Chandler Warner. Read for you by Tim Gregory. Chapter 1. Walter the Cog.
It's Sunday!
6-year-old Benny Alden bounded into the boxcar where his brother and two sisters were waiting. A few kernels of popcorn fell out of the large bowl he carried and landed on the floor.
Oops,
Benny said, balancing the bowl in one hand. He bent to clean up the mess, but Watch, the family's wire-haired terrier, got there first. He gobbled up the popcorn, then looked up at Benny expectantly.
No people snacks for you,
Benny told Watch.
It's Sunday. Popcorn is the second best part of Sunday nights.
What's the first best part?
Asked Violet as she gave Watch a dog treat. Her brown pigtails bounced as she held back a laugh. She was just teasing Benny. She knew watching funny videos was her little brother's favorite part of Sunday night. The four Alden children were very close. When their parents died, they had been on their own. They had found an old boxcar in the woods and made it their home instead of living with Grandfather Alden. They had heard he was mean, but when Grandfather finally found them, the children quickly realized they'd been wrong. He wasn't mean at all. Now the children lived with him in Greenfield, and their boxcar was in the backyard for a clubhouse. Benny grabbed a big handful of popcorn before passing it to his 14-year-old brother Henry, but lost a few more kernels.
Oops!
Benny said again as Watch ate the fallen kernels and lay down at their feet, waiting for anything else that dropped. Jessie opened her laptop. At 12 years old, she had a knack for finding interesting and useful information on the Internet. It was Jessie who'd first discovered the Walter the Cat videos and shown the others. Benny took another handful of popcorn.
I can't wait to find out what the Cog was up to this week.
Cog?
Violet asked.
Did you make up a new word?
Benny just grinned. Huh, I get it, said Henry. Cat plus dog equals cog. He reached over to ruffle Benny's short, dark brown hair. And Walter is a cat who acts like a dog. Yeah, it's very clever, he said.
I know,
Benny said.
But I didn't make it up.
He unzipped his sweatshirt jacket to reveal a new T-shirt underneath. It was bright blue with a big picture of Walter, a sleek brown and beige Bengal cat. Under the picture was a single word in gold letters. C-O-G.
It's from the mall,
Benny said.
I picked it out and bought it with my birthday gift card.
He puffed out his chest so the others could see.
Walter is a cog!
Benny laughed. Soon he was laughing so hard he nearly fell into the popcorn bowl. Henry playfully pushed him into a beanbag chair instead. Benny flopped over and continued to laugh, holding his belly.
Cog! Cog! Cog!
Henry shook his head.
Come on, save some laughs for Walter.
He dragged the beanbag with Benny still on it over to where his brother could see the screen. Violet pulled another beanbag over and made room for both Henry and herself. Jessie typed in the web address for Walter the Cat's page and looked through the list of videos.
Well, here's a funny one,
she said.
Oh, but we've seen it before.
It doesn't matter,
Benny said.
We'll see a new one next. Play it, Jessie, please.
Jessie clicked on the video so that it filled the screen. The video began with Walter the Cat walking across an expensive-looking rug in a large living room. He appeared very royal with his gleaming coat. On his forehead, between his eyes, the coloring in his fur formed a W. A woman's voice came from off-screen.
Bang! Bang!
She called. Walter dropped to the ground and played dead. The woman commanded,
Roll over!
And Walter rolled over and...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?